Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
For on-field lack of production. So I think the die's been cast on that. I don't think George is going to get another
Here's
contract.
The question, Pony.
Okay.
Is it, I think Jerry putting in, or the caveat, is it going to be after 2025? I'll go back to something you and others have been very astute about. I think Cabali was the first one to say it. How on earth do you bring him back this year and think you're going to get anything out of him?
So we agree on that too?
Well, I understand.
Because I would not bring him back.
I understand the devil's advocate side of what leverage does he have. He has to be aware, or his agent has to be aware on some level, that he's kind of considered radioactive by some in the league. I don't think that stuff has ever mattered much to George as far as how he's going to conduct himself. I would try to deal him now. I would. Because you have no idea what could happen this season. What if he just not shuts it down, but just more or less has an even worse season and the problems continue as far as like attitude on the field, everything else?
So that's where I'm at.
Get something rather than getting nothing.
We've thrown this out there before. Do you want George back? Do you want to take a chance on him again? Do you punt on it now and get as much as you can now, or do you just let him walk in free agency after next year and try to win with him for one more season and hang on and just hope and pray that he is motivated by trying to get a new contract? 412-928-9370 if you want to weigh in on that. But I said at 3 o'clock, for less than $20 million, or about $20 million, I could fix the Steelers wide receiver room, and I think I can, and it does not involve George. So here's how I would do it. I would give a free agent wide receiver a very short-term deal that paid him $15 to $16 million a year to be my 1A next year. And that player for me is Keenan Allen, who they should have traded for last year. He's not going to re-sign in Chicago because they have DJ Moore there. And they have Roma Dunze, who they picked in the first round of the last draft. He put up like 800 receiving yards this year. That's
750.
750. That's exactly the kind of production you want from a number two wide receiver. He runs great routes. He's an always open guy. He's somebody that can help guys too. Not that I put a ton of value in that.
Essentially, when he's healthy, he's a 1,000-yard machine. This is the first year out of the last seven that he wouldn't have been a 1,000-yard guy if he played the whole season.
And I know he's in his early 30s. That's why I'm not going long-term. I'm giving him, that's my first step in fixing the room, and it's not going to cost me a ton of money. It's not a Higgins deal. It's not a Chris Godwin deal. It's not giving a ton of money to one guy. It's short-term. It's reasonable. There you go.
Is he good enough right now at this age to get open still on his own? Or is he, like, DJ Moore was the guy in
I think
Chicago.
So. I mean, I don't think he gets doubled up, and I think one-on-one he still gets open. I think when in doubt this year, Caleb Williams, when he needed big plays in the second half of the season, he went to Allen. It's not like the guy looked like he was Mike Williams here.
No,
his old teammate
was pretty steady on catches and targets. He was getting thrown to routinely.
So that's the first move I would make.
Okay.
And then the second move I would make is I would, with the 21st pick, I would take Emeka Ebuka from Ohio State. And now I've got him, like Brian Thomas last year at LSU. He's going to be my number one wide receiver. Allen is my two. Calvin Austin is my three. And Roman Wilson is my four. And with a cost-effective free agent signing and putting a first-round pick in a wide receiver for the first time since Santonio, now I've got a legitimate wide receiver room. You can win with that. It's doable. It's not pie in the sky. It's not asking the Steelers to go outside of the comfort zone, their comfort zone. It's not doing anything so like bold or risky that it might hurt you short-term and long-term. It's just a very realistic way of going from being one of the worst wide receiver rooms in the NFL to being probably league average or maybe better.
The problem I have with Igbuka in there, I've read people say he's still a slot in the NFL, like a big, burly slot receiver. I'd at least be willing to see if he could play on the outside, because then you'd have the whole plane being made out of slot receivers. When you brought up Brian Thomas, though, that's what stuck with me. Man, Brian Thomas was like a physical freak and played like one at the NFL
level. I'm talking
level.
About
like,
a guy is not Igbuka, picked in the top 10 who comes here and puts up big numbers. That's what I mean by that. You can take a wide receiver.
He's,
it doesn't have to
fast.
Be
he's
in the top five or top 10 for the guy to be a very productive player right off the bat.
No, he can. He's got, I mean, I'm looking at his draft profile, and they have him as being a 4.3 30 guy, which I doubt he will run at the combine.
What do you mean?
Igbuka.
Why do you doubt that?
I don't know. That just seems like if he's 6'1", 205 and running a 4.3 flat, which is what this has, he would be much higher than the 21st pick.
I mean, Brian Thomas wasn't, and he had unbelievable off-the-chart measurables. But he had the same thing that Ibuka's problem. He was a Robin. He was a Robin at LSU to Neighbors.
He ran 4.33. That's still slower than Igbuka.
By hundredths of a decimal here. I mean, the guy was a Robin to Marvin Harrison Jr. and the same thing with Jeremiah Smith. But I think on his own he's a tremendous player. He fumbled last night, didn't he? Do I have that right? Didn't he fumble?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Maybe that'll cost him a couple draft slots. Get him down to 21.
I mean, he's considered what? I looked it up. It's fourth best wide receiver in this class. McMillan from Arizona is number one, I think, like by a pretty considerable margin. Who are the couple other ones that would be ahead of
the kid
Igbuka?
From Missouri's a
yeah,
big
thank
target.
You. And then there's one other guy that must be ahead of him. I don't like
use
hate
a first
it.
Round pick and then bring in a veteran. And I
here's
think
the problem. Here's
you've got it
the
solved,
problem.
And you don't have to just keep your fingers crossed that T. Higgins wants to cross enemy lines and play for you for $35 million a year.
They have so many other needs though right now too, man.
Like what?
Defensive line. Not a big need.
I'm sorry. If we need to pour another first-round pick into a defensive position, I'm going to puke with the amount of money they've spent
cornerback.
There. Cornerback? Yes. Too bad. Go find those guys in the second, third, and fourth round.
Ah, yes, because they've got an illustrious track record of taking mid-round corners.
Ah, yes, and
their
first-round cornerback history is so great. See Chad Scott and Artie Burns. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm really.
It's an offensive league, so I'm playing something of a devil's advocate here. But what makes
to
you
yourself?
Think what makes you think Igbuka is going to put up big numbers in an offense that might want to run the ball 50 times a game?
I don't know what
like.
Makes me think any guy that they draft at wide receiver would, or even any free agent they'd sign.
Kind of the fundamental problem.
You got to at
here.
Least get the pieces here to make it a possibility. You got to get the players here to at least create an offense that has the potential to put up numbers. I can't have this defeatist attitude where it's like, well, we're not going to throw the ball or score points anyway, so let's just go all in on defense and keep investing in defense.
The plan hinges just so much, I feel like, on Igbuka being as advertised, because I wonder what Keenan Allen looks like in the Steelers'
Donnie,
offense.
Donnie, your reaction. Your take. Your 2 cents. Your thoughts on everything.
Well, I'm definitely good on that move in the draft. I told somebody yesterday, it might even have been Johnny the Barber when he called in, that I think Igbuka is going to be my version of the drafted player that I become obsessed with. Pony had his with Kenny Pickett. Oh, Malzi's pick was Broderick
we're
Jones.
We're 0-2 in that department, pal.
Hopefully I can save the farm a little bit here if they do take this guy. But something else I've said, Ohio State receivers, as much as Johnny will joke about it, too, he's on hold, by the way, as much as he would joke about it, picking an Ohio State receiver, you can do a lot dumber things in the draft because it's That's more fair. Often than not those guys are going to be pretty
Who's
good.
Who's the last really bad one there?
That was picked high?
Yeah. Olave might have a short career because of concussion issues, but like, and Garrett,
I would say he's a bad player.
No,
though,
he's
yeah.
good. Garrett Wilson's good if he hadn't been like saddled with the yoke of crappy Aaron Rodgers who hated him. Harrison Jr. had a disappointing year. Go look up his stats. They were still very good.
And your opinion is to dump Pickens and not try to get the extra year out of him.
Yeah, I would trade.
If you dump Pickens and you can somehow get a third, that allows you to plug a hole. You want a mid-round corners and defensive lineman. There you go. Somebody's willing to swap a third for
him. I just think the onus has to be on them with the playmakers they already supposedly have on defense to draft guys on day two or day three and turn them into good players and spend some money and spend some resources and spend some high picks on offense here, because that's the side of the ball that's lagging behind right now.
I want to stress, though, I think we're not like really disagreeing with each other. I guess what I'm voicing is like a subtle frustration that they haven't done a good job, in my opinion, of drafting middle round defensive players who have made big impacts.
I mean, they haven't done a good job of drafting offensive players in the first round either. See Najee Harris, Kenny Pickett, and Broderick Jones in back-to-back-to-back years.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Point of Judkins as well as the three tight ends. Power formation, Judkins, easy! And Ohio State stretches and flexes.
This is a power play, that backside guard pulling around. Good block and a play side tight end there.
Judkins, one of the guys Ohio State paid to come play there, that big, robust $20 million payroll. More free agent dollars spent by the Buckeyes than the Pirates to build that team into a national champion last night. Congratulations on all their success.
I heard Ohio State was last in finalist with the Dodgers for Sasaki. Mm. They were just trying to get everybody. Didn't even know if he could play football, just wanted to get in on him.
Do they also try to make that Shugart McShane deal like the Pirates did?
Well, Pony, as I said before, anytime you can get Shugart, even if it means giving up McShane, that's a deal you make.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Get back to calls here. Quick question on that. Earliest you would take a running back in this draft, Donnie, go.
Third.
Malzi.
Same, third.
You could twist my arm and take one in the second round.
Who, though? Like, do you have one in mind? I feel like that's easier for me to believe when you have a defined player in mind.
Guess who?
Well, not
Scataboo. No, I would... I would not take him in the second round.
I mean, again, Jersey would sell out. They wouldn't even be able to keep him on the shelves. Just be a vision of hangers swaying as people rip those things off the shelves.
Ideally, I'd try to do it in the fourth.
It's a deep draft class this year.
Ideally, I would. Because I do think you can find...
You absolutely can find, like...
Really good running backs.
Wasn't Kyren Williams like the third or fourth leading rusher in the league this year? He's a fifth round pick.
Well, look at Pacheco in Kansas City. He was a seventh round pick.
I know, I'm just saying.
Warren's undrafted.
There's been a running back renaissance, and it's led by a guy that was a top five pick and then a guy that was, you know, an all-time great in the second round. But a lot of the guys that are fueling the middle of that renaissance are still mid to late round picks in good systems.
Barkley's trying to be the exception to the rule where you have a first-round running back and a highly paid running back who's the workhorse or bell cow for a Super Bowl team.
I think you're seeing, though, that I think he is, if anything, just proof positive that it's about your offensive line. He had nothing in that regard in New York and was great his first year, but really tapered off, and now he's behind the best line in football.
Last first-team All-Pro running back to win the Super Bowl. Do you guys know it?
Marshall Faulk?
Yes.
I was going to say, that's a good call, Donnie.
Brought his A game today.
Well, because there's been that whole stat of, like, a team hasn't also paid more than, like, 1% of its salary cap, like, its payroll, to its starting running back, a Super Bowl winning team in a pretty long time.
Here is one of our favorites, Troy on Mount Washington. Hello, Troy.
What's up, guys? Good afternoon.
Hey, man.
So I doubt the Bears want to do any action with us unless they're trying to get a fleece back.
Well, they were trying to trade for Mike Tomlin apparently, and the Steelers wouldn't even refer the call back to Tomlin.
Well, how would we do a deal?
They were probably going to try to give a second round in some player.
Well, who are we trading for? You're talking about Tomlin, Troy?
Well, you're talking about Keenan Allen.
He's a free agent.
I think the time to get him, you don't have to trade. Listen to this though. I think the time to get him would have been this year. I mean, the guy had the worst production of his entire career. He's going 33 years old. You can't convince me that he's going to give me more production than Calvin Austin will give me next year. I can't be convinced of that. Do I think it's best to try to keep George Pickens for next year? Of course. Do I think it's possible? There's no way. You know he's going to play games and try to sit out, but you can't tell me that having George Pickens, drafting a receiver, and signing a free agent receiver isn't a better receiving option than what you're giving me with drafting a receiver, giving me Keenan Allen and Calvin Austin. I mean, we know this guy's talent. We know what he brings. But the only way to get him on board is to start making moves right now and get him excited. Don't wait all offseason to do anything because he's just going to feel worse and worse and worse.
I don't think he's wired that way. I don't think anything about bringing a guy here or making a quarterback change is going to get him enthused unless you show up with the money like it's friggin' Jerry Maguire and say, here's $30 million a year. That's what's going to excite
him. I mean, you never know until you know. It just feels like Devontae Adams.
Oh, you're right, Troy. We never know until we know.
All we have
is the guy's entire history as a high-level athlete to
let me ask you a question. If Devontae Adams came to the Steelers this year and was on the Steelers, do you think his impact on the team would have helped George Pickens at all?
No.
No. You don't think a veteran wide receiver like that with class that has been in the league for a long time and is well-respected, something George has never seen in his life,
a role model at
that position, isn't going to help him?
No.
Mike Tomlin's in his 18th year as a head coach with a Super Bowl under his belt and a trip to another one, and he clearly hasn't been able to get through to Pickens.
Troy, what's the guy that was throwing him the ball this year? Chopped liver? He's a guy that won a Super Bowl, went to another, and is probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame, and that guy has more to do with him getting the football than another wide receiver. How did that change his behavior?
So a wide receiver looking at a wide receiver, probably one that he has looked up to for part of his life.
You might look at him and say, this guy's going to take my targets. I'm not going to have numbers. He's going to get in my way.
And nothing else has been working for him. So he's thinking, at least this gives me another option. I'm not going to see these double coverages every time.
Do you think Randy Moss behaved in New England because he had Wes Welker next to him or because of the way Tom Brady made him feel?
I think Randy Moss behaved because of Chris Carter, if you really want to go after it. Who do you think got his career together and got him going?
Chris Carter wasn't in New England. He turned into a delinquent. in Oakland.
Before that, it's when he came in with a way worse attitude than he ever had. And if he didn't have a veteran wide receiver,
so then I don't know why you're.
I
don't know why you're just not saying bring in a guy that has some equity like Adams or Allen, and then hocus pocus, you've got George Pickens acting like a model citizen.
There's only one way to find out, and we haven't gone.
Yeah, thanks, Troy. Your phone's cut now. I do not agree with that whatsoever. That, hey, here comes veteran, been there, done that wide receiver, and all of a sudden George's head is screwed on straight.
And the veteran comes in hypothetically, and George doesn't have a new deal, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he would be ticked if that guy was still good enough to be getting a decent number of targets, because that would mean less for him in a contract year.
Did Troy say that he thinks that Calvin Austin is a better receiver than Keenan Allen?
I think so.
Do you think there's any GM in the league, Donnie, that would agree with that?
Probably not.
Keenan Allen lined up like a lot in the slot, but also a lot out wide for the Bears. He did a decent amount of both, according to PFF. He is a quarterback's best friend kind of player. Sure-handed, not super fast, but does run the right routes and get open. He is better than Calvin Austin. I can't believe I have to say that out loud, but he is better than Calvin Austin, who had a nice little year.
I'm trying to come up with realistic fixes for the Steelers wide receivers next year. And saying sign T. Higgins and then sign and then trade for DK Metcalf does not seem like it's something that's actually
on the old
doable.
Table.
Final college football minute for a while. And at 3:30, our segment brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar's Fan Beer of the Month, True Brew Brewing's Polyphonic. Sales support the American Cancer Society. I'm going to throw something out there, and I want you guys to tell me if you agree or disagree. Cam Hayward is the greatest NFL player to come out of The Ohio State University.
Disagree. No offense to
Donnie?
Cam. There's an easy choice for me. Easy choice.
Cam Hayward.
Orlando Pace.
Orlando Pace doesn't have the Hayward longevity.
Orlando Pace, for a pretty good chunk of time, was the best left tackle in football.
Really? You must have not watched Jonathan Ogden and Joe Thomas play.
Was Joe Thomas playing at the same time as Orlando Pace?
Not really. There was maybe a tiny bit of crossover there. How about Ogden?
Ogden was really... Okay. Oh, no. He might have been only equal to Jonathan Ogden, another phenomenal player.
Okay, other than Aaron Donald, how many defensive tackles slash ends? I guess you count him more as a tackle because it's a 3-4. How many were better than Cam? Cam just made an all-pro.
How about 10,000 yards? I was going to say Eddie George. You want to talk about a model of inefficiency? Najee Harris stands probably love Eddie George.
Eddie George is a guy that if you maybe took his college career into account, too, because he won a Heisman Trophy. But I'm saying NFL.
I think it's Orlando Pace. I do. That's the first name that came to mind for me. He played 13 seasons. I know at the end, I know you're really with Orlando Pace. You're taking... a 9-year sample because he started to get dinged up a couple of those years. The guy...
He had really 8 years as a starter, Chris. You're taking great years from Orlando Pace over...
No, he had more than that. I mean, Yeah, he did. He had basically 10 years as a starter. He had 2 years racked by injury, and then his last year in the league with the Bears, he started 11 games.
How many All-Pros for Orlando Pace?
3 first, 1 second. Probably had to deal with Jonathan Ogden.
So we got 4 All-Pros for Hayward now.
I still go Pace, man. He's all automatic Hall. Like, he was an All-2000s guy, too. Hall of Fame, 7 Pro Bowls back, sort of when those meant something a little bit in the late 90s. 3 first-team All-Pros, won a Super Bowl.
Hayward's not done yet, though. There's more to the story to be written. I mean, he could make All-Pro again next year. He doesn't look like he's slowing down at all.
I guess I'm just going Orlando Pace, man. I remember watching the guy and just thinking this dude's a mountain, a stat, like just.
And what's Hayward? Some shrinking violet here? The dude's.
I mean, I just I
getting
would put
better
Pace
year after year.
I would put Pace ahead of him,
Donnie.
Yeah, I think it's Pace. I, unless
I'm just trying to do this to troll.
One or two, like, out of Hayward.
I'm just trying to do this because I know Cam occasionally listens, and if he's listening,
maybe he'll put you on like his notes thing. Is
I just want to be on the list.
Fuel to his fire.
So, yeah, exactly. So if he has another great year next year, then I can say maybe I played a small part in that.
I mean, I think it's credit enough to him that when Pony brought that up, I immediately thought in my mind, like, man, is it really possible that Cam Hayward's the best pro football player out of Ohio State? I mean, he's in the argument, at least, which I think is a pretty good testament to him, given how good the football history is.
Well, they got, like, I mean, there are probably people who think Marvin Harrison Jr. could eventually become it if he has, like, a crazy, crazy career. I don't really see it there with him. You know who I think is going to end up being is that Jeremiah Smith. I think in 20 years we're going to be talking about Jeremiah Smith as the best player to come out of Ohio State.
Okay, but I mean, among the guys right now that would be up for this based on how their pro careers have gone.
I would go Pace by not as – I will concede this much to you. I kind of thought to myself, it's Orlando Pace, and I'm not sure it's close. It's obviously much closer than I
thought. You've got Chris Carter, who went to Ohio State. Paul Warfield, for old heads, is an Ohio State guy. Who else? Man. Zeke Elliott, no.
No, not Zeke.
No quarterbacks because C.J. Stroud's the first
players.
One they've made.
This guy wouldn't be the best.
Chase Young's injury-racked career,
I was
going to
say
no
Chris
way.
Spielman.
Nope.
Remember Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson, and then he wasn't in
it. Oh, yeah.
Maybe
really.
Nick Bosa eventually.
Jack Tatum.
Bosa eventually has a shot.
I'm
Joey
telling
Bosa
you, man.
Kind of fell off.
Ohio State has 3 national championships in the last 25 years. But as far as pros go, they're not even close to Pitt. Pitt's all-time team would kick the crap out of Ohio State's all-time team.
I think that's one of those funny things you can say about Pitt is that they actually can do that to a lot of different schools. What Johnny the Barber, you know what he would say. Joe Burrow's on his way. He would claim
Doesn't
him as
count.
An Ohio State guy.
Doesn't count.
Man, I'm looking through this list. Lou the Toe Groza.
I'm telling you guys, Cam's got to look at this. He's got a shot at it to be the best player
him,
to ever come out of Ohio State.
Who would you answer the question with right now?
I said Cam.
Well, then in your mind, he already is. He's good to go. Man, there are not a lot of like high-end guys. Who is the second best? Who has played in the NFL the second most games among Ohio State wide receivers, because there have been a lot of them? Chris Carter's number one. Can you name the player?
Well, I said Warfield.
No.
Joey Galloway?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Pride of Steubenville, I believe.
The Burb of the Berg.
So does he count as a Pittsburgh-produced player?
No, he's in Ohio.
Yeah, but if you said it's a suburb of Pittsburgh.
Okay, no. Just like I would never consider like LeBron to be a, you know, he's from Akron.
JT Miller counts as a guy that's from Pittsburgh, and he's from Ohio.
No, the people that count him as such are wrong. He should not be counted as a Pittsburgher. He's from East Palestine.
Yes, I hear people bring him up as a guy that was...
They shouldn't. That's stolen hockey valor for Pittsburgh. We have Brandon Saad. That's enough. We have Logan Cooley.
How about John Gibson?
I don't think John Gibson has particularly fond feelings towards like Baldwin in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Pretty sure he got cut from the team at Baldwin and like
maybe that's like a Michael Jordan
grudge.
Thing where it motivated him. Here is Kirk Herbstreit last night on the Ohio State win.
I'm just fired up for these guys. It's you know, when I call these games, I'm incredibly objective, and I love all these Ohio State teams, but this team, because of what they went through to get to this point, you're just happy.
He was crying.
I'm objective. It's beautiful. Then there's the shot of him having to like go off to the side of the camera, like the camera shot, like could compose himself. What the hell are we doing, man?
I think it's an acting job. I think the guy's gotten so much flack for the things he said.
Why? For being anti-Ohio State?
For going
and, like,
at Ohio State fans, exactly. Yep. He's making a ton of money. I could see him getting trained.
Did you guys see the video?
I hate to say it, like the someone training him, like conjure up the feelings you had for when your dog passed away. Conjure up the saddest day of your life.
So you think he's just being an actor?
I do, yeah. I don't believe that Ohio State winning the national championship actually made a man on TV cry last night. I just don't.
Did you guys happen to see McAfee got his Lou Holtz impersonator to McAfee was doing the sit down with Day and Freeman side by side, and Day just had it. He had it marked. He's like, I know what's coming here. I know exactly what's going to happen. Are you doing this again?
I got to find a way to hang out with those guys. I feel like we'd get along swimmingly.
Who do you think you'd get along with best? I don't think it would be Tone Diggs.
Why not?
I mean, you guys had a brief
little... Well, but we buried the hatchet.
Oh, no, that hatchet's invisible. You can't even find it with a metal detector. Maybe Boston Connor. Who wears all the Wolf shirts?
That's Boston Connor.
That's Boston Connor.
I think I'd get along with the guy that did the Lou Holtz impression.
Is Darius... What is it? Darius Butler?
Yeah,
he's on there.
Is Darius Butler like one... Do they consider him one of the crew? Because when I think of it, it's like...
No,
it's
he's
Tone,
not,
it's yeah, Boston he's not, Connor, it's AJ Hawk, and it's McAfee.
I'm thinking more of like his like...
The sidekick.
Rat Pack kind of deal.
The Plum Rogues Gallery.
Yeah, those dudes.
And what is it? Nick is the other... Nick Maraldo, but he's like more behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if this man sobered up. The pride of Ohio's... Mortuary Science
Mortuary
School.
Mortuary Sciences Program.
Johnny the Barber. Well, hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
How long have you had that song playing on repeat in advance of being put on the line?
He actually made love to it last night.
Oh, that's just not right. Nation made love to it last night.
Wait a minute. You've never made love with the Ohio State fight song being played in the background?
I don't make love without it playing in the background.
There you go. So I thought.
I can't believe this. You guys are more excited. You should have just had the whole day about the Ohio State success.
Well, we've been giving shout-outs. We said congratulations, Jeff Hathorn. Congratulations, Mike Tomczak.
We included you on
congratulations,
there.
Congratulations, Terrell Pryor.
Barber Football Focus vindicated again.
Congratulations, congratulations, Mike Adams, who got stabbed.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.